Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. And we're still in phase three, Aspirational Sovereignty of the Sacred Rebuke series. We laid the foundation with daily devotion. We've built the inner house. We've claimed sovereignty as our true security. We've defined wholeness as the new wealth. And now, we've come home to the source of it all. Because the truth is, your relationship with Source is your greatest asset. It's not your network. It's not your credentials. It's not your bank account, your platform, or your plan. It's your connection to the infinite that fuels everything else. You can lose a job and still prosper if your connection is strong. You can face uncertainty and still walk in peace if your alignment is active. You can be in transition and still feel anchored when you know how to commune with Source. The world will tell you that assets are tangible. Houses, stocks, property, influence. But your most valuable resource is invisible. Your intimacy with the divine. Because from that relationship flows intuition, wisdom, timing, creativity, and grace. Everything else, every miracle, every manifestation, every moment of favor begins there. So today, we're going to talk about how to deepen that relationship, not through ritual, but through recognition, not by trying to get more from Source, but by realizing you are already one with it. So take a deep breath, center yourself in presence, and say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Let me be honest. For a long time, I treated Source like a partnership on paper. I showed up for the meetings, prayer, meditation, gratitude lists. But part of me still acted like I had to earn divine favor. Like if I worked hard enough, prayed long enough, stayed good enough, that God would release the blessing I'd been waiting for. I didn't realize I was still relating to Source like an employer, clocking in through devotion, clocking out through doubt. And I see it everywhere. We've turned spirituality into strategy. We tithe to get. We affirm to attract. We meditate to manifest. And somewhere along the way, we stopped communing and started negotiating. But Source doesn't do transactions. Source does transformation. And it doesn't respond to formulas. It responds to frequency. You can't outwork your way into alignment. You can only remember your way back into union. For me, the shift happened when I finally stopped trying to impress God. I stopped approaching prayer like a performance review. I stopped showing up with an agenda and started showing up with awareness. And somewhere in that stillness, something changed. I stopped looking up for answers and started looking in. I realized Source was not some distant being watching from the clouds, but the current breathing me, thinking through me, creating with me. God wasn't the sky. God was the substance, the energy in the silence, the intelligence behind every impulse, every idea, every inhale. I started to see that prayer wasn't about asking anymore. It was about aligning. That faith wasn't about waiting. It was about witnessing. And that the same power I had been reaching for had been waiting for me to recognize it as me. That's when reverence turned into relationship. And relationship turned into rhythm. Because once you realize Source isn't above you, Source is you, everything shifts. You stop begging for connection and start being the connection. And the moment I did, the noise quieted, the striving softened, the energy around me and within me started to flow again. That's when I realized Source was never withholding anything from me. I was just too busy proving to receive. See, we think our relationship with Source is about doing, but it's really about being. It's not about getting answers. It's about remembering you are one. And here's the sacred rebuke. So many people say they trust God, but live like orphans in the divine. They talk about faith, but still try to force outcomes that alignment would have handled with ease. Your relationship with Source is not a subscription service. You can't pause it when life feels good and expect instant access when it doesn't. It's a continual communion, a daily dialogue that keeps your field clear and your purpose clean. Because when you stay connected, you start to hear direction before you need correction. You start to move with timing instead of tension. And you realize the goal was never to get closer to God. The goal was to stop pretending you were ever separate. That's what it means when I say I know who I play for. It's remembering that you're not playing for points. You're playing from power. You're playing as a vessel of the infinite. And that connection, that knowing, is your greatest asset. Let's go to the word for a moment. John 15, 4 through 5 says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in them bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. For years, I read that as a command. Now, I see it as an invitation. Abide, not strive. Abide, not prove. Abide, not perform. It's not saying earn your place. It's saying remember your connection. Acts 17:28 echoes this. In him we live and move and have our being. Not around him, not beneath him, in him. In the flow, in the frequency, in the field of Source itself. And Psalm 16:5 through 6 reminds us, you, Lord, are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely, I have a delightful inheritance. That inheritance isn't material. It's spiritual. It's the awareness that your source is your supply. that the same force that raised stars into orbit is the same force that breathes through you. Here's the sacred rebuke. You can quote scripture all day long and still miss the experience if you believe God is somewhere else. Because the branch doesn't reach for the vine. It is the vine. The breath doesn't beg for air. It is the inhale and the exhale. When you understand that, prayer stops being a petition and becomes participation. Faith stops being future tense and becomes present reality. And lack, emotional, spiritual, financial, becomes impossible. Because how can you lack what you are? That's why your relationship with Source is your greatest asset. Because when you truly know union, not theory, not ritual, but embodied knowing, you walk through life untouchable. Not because storms stop coming, but because you've learned how to move with the wind, not against it. Metaphysically, your relationship with Source is not devotional duty. It's energetic continuity. It's the realization that there is no God and me. There's only God as me. Neville Goddard said, "The eternal body of man is the imagination, and that God is himself." What he meant was simple. The creative power you call imagination is the same force that forms galaxies. Every image, every thought, every emotional tone is an instruction to the universe about who you believe yourself to be. When you remember your oneness with Source, imagination becomes communion. Your ideas aren't random. They are revelations. Your intuition isn't coincidence. It's conversation. Your desire isn't distance. It's direction. Florence Govel Shinn taught, "Man's supply is inexhaustible when he is one with the divine plan." That means lack is never real. Only disconnection is. When you align your frequency with the vibration of love, wisdom, and divine order, you stop trying to manifest and start allowing the plan to materialize through you. And this is where I have to bring in one of the greatest metaphysical masters, Reverend Ike. Now, people remember him for his bold statements about money. But if you listen closely, he wasn't teaching greed. He was teaching God in me. He said, "The presence of God in you is your unlimited resource." That's not materialism. That's metaphysics. Because Reverend Ike knew what so many missed. Prosperity was never about possessions. It was about perception. Seeing yourself as a living temple of divine intelligence. He used money as a mirror to wake people up. He was saying, stop worshiping scarcity and start worshiping the God within. Stop waiting on heaven after death and start embodying heaven as life. He dared to teach people that God in me is the source of every good thing, and that thinking poorly of yourself is the real blasphemy. Because how can you say you believe in God and not believe in the power that breathes through you? Reverend Ike, Neville, and Florence all said the same thing in different ways, that awareness is wealth, consciousness is currency, and your imagination is the access point to infinite supply. Source is constant. It doesn't withhold. It waits for recognition. It flows where it's welcome, not where it's worried about. That's why your awareness is your greatest asset. Awareness is how you cash the spiritual checks written in your name. Every time you quiet your mind and remember, I am one with the one, You open the vault of infinite ideas, solutions, and provision. Energetically, union is wealth. Separation is debt. The moment you believe you're alone, you start spending energy to prove your value. The moment you remember your source expressed, the balance flips. You move from labor to flow. So here's the sacred rebuke. Stop praying like a beggar and start creating like a builder. Stop waiting for divine approval and start walking in divine authority. You are not a visitor in God's house. You are the house. And when you maintain that awareness, everything in your life organizes itself around it. Neville called this living from the in, seeing yourself as already fulfilled. Florence called it divine order. Reverend Ike called it self-image psychology, because your life can only rise to the level of God you recognize within. And I call it sovereign alignment, because once you truly know that source lives within you, you never chase opportunity. You magnetize it. You never plead for miracles. You embody them. And you never lose your way, because the path and the presence are one. Now take a deep breath. Let your awareness settle into your body. Remember, this is not about reaching for God. It's about remembering you are the expression of God. Number one, how have I been relating to Source? As a partner, as a provider, or as a power within me? What would shift in my energy, work, and relationships if I stopped praying to and started co-creating with? Number two, where do I still believe I have to earn divine favor? What old teachings, fears, or traditions make me feel separate from the infinite? How can I release those ideas and step into awareness of unconditional belonging? Number three, when was the last time I felt the presence of Source move through me? Was it while speaking, creating, helping someone, or simply breathing in stillness? What does it feel like to notice that power as familiar, not foreign? Number four, how do I experience imagination? As fantasy or as divine communication? What visions, ideas, or impulses keep repeating themselves, asking for expression through me? Number five, what practices help me stay aware of the God within? Is it stillness, journaling, walking, creativity, gratitude, laughter? How can I make those practices a daily dialogue instead of a Sunday visit? Number six, where am I still trying to control outcomes instead of trusting my connection? What would it look like to move through my day as if every moment were holy ground? Number seven, if I fully embodied Reverend Ike's truth, the presence of God in me is my unlimited resource, how would I live? How would I walk into meetings, relationships, or challenges, knowing that divine intelligence is not only beside me, but as me? Here's the truth. You will never lose what you are. You can misplace awareness of it for a while, but you can't lose it, because your source isn't in the sky. It's in your sails. It's not a deity to be chased. It's divinity to be claimed. That's why your relationship with Source is your greatest asset, because it's the only one that never depreciates. It's the current that never runs out, the frequency that never falls, the connection that no failure, distance, or disappointment can disrupt. When you know this, your prayers stop sounding like begging and start feeling like breathing. You stop waiting for answers and start walking as one. You stop asking for signs and start realizing, I am the sign. That's what Neville meant when he said, imagination is God. That's what Florence meant when she said, divine order. That's what Reverend Ike meant when he said, the presence of God in me is my unlimited resource. And that's what I mean when I say, I know who I play for. Because I don't play for luck. I play from law. I don't play for validation. I play from vibration. I don't play for applause. I play for alignment. Source isn't somewhere watching to see if I'll get it right. Source is right here, experiencing itself through me. Every miracle I've ever manifested, every challenge I've ever transmuted has come from this relationship, this oneness, this remembrance. And so I say to you, you are not waiting on the breakthrough. You are the opening. You are not hoping for a move from God. You are the movement. You are not calling for light. You are the illumination. Say it with me, out loud or in your heart. The presence of God in me is my unlimited resource. My awareness is my wealth. My alignment is my advantage, and I know who I play for. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in consciousness, in communion, and in the infinite currents of Source that lives within you. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.